This is New England Public Radio. Music helps some people get through tough moments in life. For one young Springfield artist, a chance musical moment could also be life-changing. As we continue our series of stories about making art in a pandemic, New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports.
In downtown Springfield, near the corner of Main and Harrison, is a public piano. Shamari Stamp comes here at least once a week. The piano is inside in an atrium. It's not an ideal place to play. There's often a loud fan running. People use the passageway as a shortcut, and even in the pandemic, they stop and listen to Stamp play. He loves this piano.
I just love hearing the sounds. I remember the first time I heard a jazz record was when I was like 3 years old. I was in my parents' Maxima. It was a great Maxima. And I just heard like the song, like, if I can just remember it. Like.
The 26-year-old musician grew up in Springfield, hearing a lot of church music. With his high school friends, he goes by the name Shamrock. They are the hip-hop group Renaissance. Stamp plays jazz and R&B, and with one band, he was gigging at MGM before the pandemic. And with all of this on his resume, he didn't formally study music.
I know what C is. I don't know what scale this is. Like, if I was to, like, it's a famous jazz song by the name of Chick Corea. It's called Spain, right? And it go like...
Stamp doesn't read music notation. He hears a complex composition and then figures out how to play it. At home, he practices on an electric keyboard, but he and his musician friends come to this upright piano regularly to work on songs.
See, I don't know what I'm really doing. I just get the feeling.
A few weeks ago, Stamp and another musician were figuring out a piece, recording what they were doing, when someone walked up and started singing what was on his mind. Timothy Paul is the pastor archbishop at the Christian Cathedral Church in Springfield. He says when he heard the piano music,
it was nothing rehearsed. It was divine.
Yeah.
Because as I felt him playing, I thought about the five funerals I've done. I thought about this whole pandemic. And so I just came out with Living in COV ID 19. Anybody else? And the words begin to flow.
And the video of them singing on Twitter has been viewed more than 3 million times.
So many people all over the world.
All over the world.
They're remixing it.
Stamp and Paul have recorded a few versions. They say Sony wants to publish the music, and other companies like Unilever are interested in using the song. All of that was in May, before George Floyd died in police custody, sparking a groundswell of protests against racism and police brutality. Growing up in Springfield, Stamp says he's had to deal with racism, and he acknowledges his own bias against kids who look like him, black, he says, in hip-hop style, with pants sagging. He code switches when he needs to, depending on who he's talking to.
Yeah, my life, when I walk around, I kind of have it in my head subconsciously, like, they might look at me a certain way, you know what I mean? I try to change that narrative, even by the way I speak, and obviously, the way I speak, within my friends and whatnot, we all have, like, slang. Anytime I'm around them, I talk like that, but anytime I'm around others, I try to speak as professional as much as possible.
But with everyone, Stamp describes himself as a man of peace.
There's a lot going on right now. Some of this stuff is very, like, depressing, you know? It makes you want to be angry, makes you want to riot, you know? But I feel like that's not the way to do it. So I've just been trying to find ways to speak my piece without doing anything reckless.
Which brings Stamp back to music. This week, he and a couple of artist friends met up at the piano.
Regarding George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter and everything, I did a little tribute for him. You know, I had played a song called Wading in Water.
Stamp's take on this spiritual, which he learned by ear, came out of slavery, but it's an uplifting melody, which he says we need right now. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.